all spread your wings, close your eyes, let your love flow, come inside, spread your wings, and close your eyes, let your love flow.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Hello, and there it is. Or here we are, as you prefer, hovering in the saucer pod, and there below me are these gigantinormous dung slugs. I see them in miniature form and movement, all on the outside steps of the house, steps to the backyard, or the ordinary sidewalks on my street and off-road and off into the dirt roads in the forest on many mornings. They don't live purely on dung. Is that pure dung? Holy sh... Whatever. The slung dugs, dung slugs, that I am observing, are Hindenburg dirigibles, sort of like Robert Heinlein's spice worms, laying out on the cool sands, the cool white expanse of sands of God's kitty litter box. Or it could be Abu Dhabi. It could be Tel Aviv. It could be Rio. It could be a set on a theater lot. That's hard to tell what's real. Whether they are real or not, and whether they are there or not, whatever. They're big. And I have to guess that is because there's just so much for them to eat here in the Kali Yuga. And they never stop being hungry. I expect that once they're done eating, everything else, well, they'll start on themselves. Well, first they'll eat each other, and then they'll eat themselves. The serpent does have his tail in his mouth, so I guess he, she, is eating itself too. Sort of same strokes for different folks. Apologies to Sly and the family that's not stoned. And not every serpent is a snake. Not every snake is a serpent, if you catch my drift. Drift away. All right. Starfleet Commander Visible is in his form-fitted chair at the command control board, and we're good to go as long as we don't go too far. I should probably get Ariadne to give me a cord to hold on to as I go into the tunnels. What with that minotaur around me there and me just doing my Perseus thing like I like to do. Excusez-moi. Make me whimper, make me moan, but don't make me yours to own. So I'm alone, but I got you, you got me, and you and I. Ooh, you and I, one and one. And one is one, and two is two, and three is community. I guess he's speaking esoterically. Yeah. Trying to infer something, pyramidically, I don't know. Well, Sirius goes up one side, and then there's Horus on the other now, whatever. It's some sort of a, like a triangular drift of some kind. Has to do with all that occult stuff. But you all wouldn't know what I was talking about, would you? Sure you do. Of course you do. Well, I'm just winging it here tonight. I really don't have a game plan. Don't have a script. I deferred the show from yesterday. I got in touch with James. And I said, James, can you wait till Sunday for me to send in the show? Because, you know, I have scheduling problems. I couldn't schedule my head around what I had to do. But anyway, I was having some difficulty coming up with something to talk about. You know, usually I like to have something in my mind. But then again, I like to keep my mind empty. That's why I can tend to use cue cards on occasions. You know, but I like to leave a lot of wide open spaces of spontaneity. Hopefully you do that too in your own life, because otherwise you're kind of wall-to-wall post-it notes, fill in the dots, and the dots are all inside of a box. And, oh, well, you're in the box there too. And I guess that bug defines you. But anyway, so as I say, I have nothing to talk about, but obviously I'm just chattering along like a magpie. But I'm not going to steal your wristwatch, because I note that it's a false Rolex. It's not a good one. If it were, I wouldn't even steal it. It's a good one. Because I don't care what time it is, okay? Right off the bat, you know? So I wear something on my watch that's more valuable to somebody else than my life is, you know? Well, whatever. Anyway, like I say, time's not all that important to me, because I have forever, literally. Yeah, I have forever. You do too. I don't know if you're aware of it, but that's really like a personal kind of thing, isn't it? Isn't that kind of up to you? So anyway, like I said, I was winging it, and I thought, well, hey, maybe tomorrow I'll feel a little bit different. You know, it'll be like Sunday. It's another day. It's a different day. It's tomorrow. Tomorrow never comes anyway, so what the hell? But anyway, here I was, and there I was, and here I am. And it's Sunday, at a Costco Speedway. Oh, and here comes Dan Darley Garlitz and his big hemi-headed wood. Never mind. I got hijacked by a sports announcer at NASCAR. But anyway, so then I was thinking, well, what was I going to talk about? And I wound up in the same situation again today. I was in the same place. So I tried to do this show once already, okay? Exactly, pretty much the same way this one is now. But I went ahead and did the boneheaded move of trying to scat sing one of my jazz pieces. And it came out all right if you were me. But I could only imagine the horror if it was you, you know, sitting out there listening, and you don't even know me. So, like, I mean, I'm probably a little more forgiving. Actually, I'm probably less forgiving of myself than you are. But, I mean, in any case, it still didn't sound all that good. I kind of felt good when I was doing it. But then again, I mean, he's trying to scat sing a jazz song. You haven't even been doing music in God knows how long anyway. You know, and it could lead to some complications. Of course, I went flat and sharp a bunch of ways, but I could call that jazz too. But anyway, and I thought that the lyrics were the point anyway. And I was being very casual and lowbrow about it. And I guess I got a little too lowbrow. It's a little more highbrow, at least on the artistic pain attention front. It was difficult because, you know, I a lot going on now, you know. My whole life is changing. I don't even want to talk about it. I can't talk to myself about it, otherwise I'd have to kill me, you know, because only one of us is loud and annoyed at the same time. Because, you know, some of this top secret. Yeah, even I don't know what it is. Never mind. But anyway, yeah, there's some very interesting stuff going on. And, you know, I don't know about you, but for me, it's very, very interesting. It looks like I'm going to get to do almost everything I ever wanted to do and more. And that includes a whole lot of stuff. And the fact of the matter is, everything is possible. It just comes down to your faith. But see, it's Kali Yuga. Most people don't have very much faith. And if you don't have any faith, that's a big problem. Let me give you one of my favorite quotes from the Bible. Substance is... No, sorry. Wait a minute. Ow! Oh, sorry. Okay. I had to smack myself upside the head. Anyway, faith is the substance of things unseen. That's right. Faith is the substance, the actual composition, what it's made out of, of something as yet unseen. Forensically investigate that phrase. See what you come up with. I don't know. Did a lot for me, but you know, hey, could be a little different for you. You know, we're all different. Diversity, baby. Yeah. Just love that diversity. Cool. Well, I'm basically in unity, but I guess diversity is okay as long as there's unity included. And if I can't find unity anywhere else, I'll find unity with myself. Yes, indeed. I'll go off and unify myself on my own. That's kind of what I'm looking forward to. I get the suspicion I'm going to disappear. I'm going to get to live up to my namesake, which is less visible. I always knew that there was some sort of a secret meaning to that name. And now I come to find out it could well be true. Oh, boy, am I looking forward to that. I mean, I don't want to... I'm not Ambrose Bierce, and I'm not Judge Pike, but nobody found them either. Hopefully, my destiny is not one that is tied up with, foul play or such, but I tend to doubt that given the source and whatnot, it depends on the people you're dealing with, right? I mean, that's always got to be your concern. And what's involved? Is money involved? Then you better watch your hands. But if money is not involved, well, then might be a whole other ballgame. You know, if money, sex, you know, power, influence, position, those kind of things are not involved in the equation, you're probably good to go. Because nobody's going to give a shit. I mean, no one cares. Much up at the dung, whatever, sorry. Slip of the tongue. Yeah, there we go. Well, anyway, chatting along very nicely here. Yes, we're in chat mode. I'm sort of like verbally texting, if you know what I mean. No, okay, good. You know, I have a cell phone. It's been sitting here for months. I don't even have a SIM card in it. I don't use it. Why? I don't call anybody. I don't really need the thing, but I have it, you know. I mean, maybe I'll use it before its due date expires. Samsung smartphone, I guess, is useful. I don't know, but I don't really have any reason to call anybody. Why would I call anyone? They can email me. And I'm not sure I want anybody to email me. I mean, people do, and I'm not even answering anyone. I mean, I apologize for all that, too, to those of you who have emailed me and not heard from me. I'm wrapped up in myself, let's face it. I'm some kind of a narcissist, I guess, you know. I mean, I don't think that's the case, but it's like, you know, I just feel like there's a lot more important stuff to do than just networking all over the place and, you know, crossing my legs and having one leg bounce up and down on the other one. I'm moving two thumbs really quickly over a keyboard saying, like, what? Yeah. Okay to be me? Yeah, I guess. I already knew that, and I didn't need the short version. Oh, well, times change, and if you don't change, time will change you. And maybe or maybe not for the better, and therefore then you can change in or change out, or you can change or up at. You know, there are options all the way up and down the boardwalk. Up on the boardwalk. Yeah, there we go. Taking us back to the 60s now. This is Visible here at KMVI Radio. Actually, I'm not at KMVI Radio. I used to be, but I'm not anymore. Long, long ago. Back in my salad years. Well, looks like I chewed up a massive amount of time, and I say, I'm impressed. Maybe some of this was useful. I don't know. You know, I tried to stick in a little important stuff, you know. I wish I could, help you micromanage your lives. I wish that, you know, I had all the answers. I have no answers whatsoever. I just happen to know someone who does. See? And to me, that's the key to the whole thing. Find who has the answers and stick to them like glue. Give it everything you got. Give it every single thing you got with all the energy and power and force that you got. And don't put your attention on anything else but that entirely, period. And you'll find out what I'm talking about. You will see what I mean. Well, you know, that just about does it. So thank you, James, for the space and the place and the compassion. So, like this, our Archer Armada can do the horizontal hula and God's dirigididu tuba. A little bass there. I'll see you next week if there is one. Every single day is the end of days for someone. May the real and enduring, eternal Lord, who watches over our fortunes, favor all of you for so long as you continue to be real. Being real doesn't curse and blessings. There it is. Hare Krishna. I love you, Jesus Christ. Alhamdulillah. Aloha. And good night. Haru!
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSIC Radio Network of Stations.